Welcome back in, everybody. Happy Monday. I actually got to say happy Monday today. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. You can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ, at Steen on Sports, Facebook's at 1700 The Champ, website 1700thechamp.com. Randy Wehofer is going to be a guest today. We're just trying to figure out if he's going to call in or if he's going to come in here to the studio for the segment or two. A lot of things going on in the homestand coming up. I want to talk to him about that, as always. And I have 3,000 baseball questions to ask him, as always. Minnesota Twins baseball Tuesday pregame will start right after our show. Thursday, they're starting to play the White Sox. That's a huge series. All these games are at home, so they have the White Sox on Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So you'll catch the Minnesota Twins baseball this week. Let's see, what else do we have here? Working on some other guests this week. We are getting close. So this Tuesday, Thursday, when Scott and I are in here doing happy hour, we're going to kind of start whittling our way through two-a-days for the NFL and kind of going through what we think is going to happen and all those good things and work our way up. It's not far. You got a couple of weeks before they really start to get going. You have a couple of preseason games, and the next thing you know, we're going to be talking about football. Same with college football. Talk about that a little bit as well. All kinds of different things that went on over the weekend. So a ton to talk to on this Monday. As always, I want to thank sponsors of the show, Northwest Bank, Des Moines Orthopedic, Heritage Building Maintenance, Palmer Group, Woodman Controls, Iowa Cubs when Randy comes in here as well. I did hear that they're playing the Buffalo Bisons. That's a Blue Jays AAA team. I know Monte Morris is going to be out there. Thor and Spider-Man are going to be out there. There was more, but I couldn't write them down as quickly because I heard it late. So when Randy comes on or when Randy calls in, we'll see what all is going on this week out at the iCubs. Just to go over, just some, a little bit of potpourri to start the show, maybe a little bit. This is for my buddy. This is for my buddy Jamie, huge Pittsburgh Steelers fan. No more Heinz Field. It's no longer going to be called that. It is going to be called the, that's really good, AccuSure Stadium, AccuSure. That's a the terms. It's a 15-year deal. AccuSure, which operates as a top 10 global insurance broker, has grown its revenue to more than $3.8 billion in just over 8 years. It also has the naming rights to an indoor arena being constructed near Palm Springs, California. So, no more Heinz Field. Going outside of the state. So money talks. We've said that a lot on this show that money talks, and it is definitely true when you're talking about these naming rights for these stadiums. It's just another It's another revenue stream, and these professional teams, college teams, high school teams, they're all learning how to use their marketing ability to make their budgets match up with what they want to do. And very important. That's why I think you're seeing more and more different types of hiring in management, especially upper management in all these professional teams. Speaking of which, Condoleezza Rice is joining the Denver Broncos ownership group. That ownership group is going through a, I'll have to look up the exact term and I have it right here. but it's going to be, she's going to join the Broncos new ownership group. Longtime owner Pat Bowlen passed away. In June, a group led by Walmart heir Rob Walton, that includes Walton's daughter Carrie Walton Penner, her husband Greg Penner, and Melody Hobson, co-CEO of Ariel Investments and chair of the board for Starbucks Corp, agreed to purchase the Broncos for $4.65 billion. The thing that you want with your ownership group, the ownership group, and this would be a really good thing to talk about with Randy as well, as he's part of a group with the iCubs. There's so many different avenues that you have to deal with, and you have to have different people with expertise. Condoleezza Rice brings a lot of expertise. She's an accomplished academic and corporate leader. She was secretary in the government. She's been a public service. She's the daughter of a football coach, served on the inaugural college football playoff committee. It just fits, and it's one of those things that we've talked about on this show pretty much since I came back. The transformation of professional sports, collegiate sports, high school sports, in going from male dominated in all these avenues to having a lot more females, a lot more diversity, to be able to bring more to the table. And I think that's very important. I think I've said this all along. One of the best learning experiences, one of the, it sets the tone for you on how you look at life, how you look at other people, how you interact with other people. Sports play a major part in that, especially with our young kids. And that's why we have such a hard time nowadays. And it, trust me, I've been a crazy dad before. Crazy coach. I hope that the majority of people I've coached both girls and boys teams. I hope the parents think that I wasn't a crazy coach. I try, even to a certain extent, I might have been, overbound sometimes with referees. Always apologized after game. Knew most of them. Knew where my level could be. But getting back, that's what you're trying to do. You're trying to, as an adult, you're trying to mold and develop these youngsters things that they need to know. Things on how it's okay to lose and how you react after you lose. Maybe even more important, how you react after you win. But we're seeing all of this, and so a lot of these teams and a lot of these organizations are going outside the norm to have a more diversified ownership group and a more diversified management group. And I think you're going to be seeing more and more of that. And I think that's great for all sports. And hope it continues, but that's a pretty big hire for the Denver Broncos. I guess another really big one that happened. You started hearing about it a little bit yesterday. It came out again today. Maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more. The U.S. Department of Justice is investigating the PGA Tour for the behavior toward the Live Golf League, and keeping them so they can't have they're keeping them so the Live players have to make a decision and having to give up their cards in order to go do that. For the PGA, my assumption would be that you probably didn't think that the U.S. Department of Justice would jump in on something like that, maybe based on a couple of things that they don't, trying to let it play out and see how it plays out. Two, the fact that it's Saudi Arabia financially backed, for the federal government to come in and somewhat at least put it out there. So you're going to have to explain yourself with you know, the PGA stating some things. I don't know where it's going to go. My thought process was that with your PGA Tour card, you have to, unless you're a past winner, top five, top 10, they have all these different increments that you can get into majors. The majority of these golfers golf regularly on the PGA Tour to be able to qualify for the majors. What the PGA has done over the last few years is, with Tiger being the major piece of this, is they have taken their stance on different tournaments. So they have kept the majors as they are, but they've brought 6 to 8 tournaments up as close as you could be. They've brought them up as close as they can to being a major quality, and maybe even dollar amount, maybe even at times more than major quality, to try to entice the golfers to play in more tournaments. It's still a pretty hectic schedule. It's a lot of golf. A lot of these guys, you know, even on their off days, they're playing golf. But we all just, it's kind of funny when we sit back and we look at all this, right? And we think to ourselves, well, I do this on the weekend, and, you know, it would be so nice if I had someone to caddy for me and I could do all that and I could walk and just play golf and just concentrate on golf. And I'm like, man, I didn't play any golf this weekend because my body was still sore from playing 54 holes the week before. So a couple of things to that point. Golfers are athletes. Don't think that they're not athletes. It's not easy to do. You see a lot of, I saw a couple of celebrity tournaments this weekend. I saw Pat McAfee, AJ Hawk, the usual suspects that play a lot of these events for athletes and movie stars and, you know, just, you know, famous people. And you have times where, you know, they showed Pat McAfee hitting like 5, 6, 7, 8 great shots. And he still shot in the high 90s, low hundreds. So, you know, but people are just clamoring for watching. It gets good ratings, and it's really funny. I do believe that the PGA probably overplayed their hand a little bit. You probably could have done it a different, instead of just saying, you know, give up your PGA card and just get out of here if you want to go do that. You could have let them go do that. Made it so if you, on normal tour dates, if you've played an LIV tournament the week before, you have to have a week off. You could have done things like that instead of just cease and desist. But I can't even say the word right. They could have done that and probably held more of them at bay. The more hardcore they got about saying bad things and taking everything away, the more people have jumped. And it gets to a point, and I understand, once again, that people say, if they're playing golf, it's still a hectic schedule. You still have to play. They're traveling all across the country. Yes, a lot of them have private planes. Not the private plane that the guys from the LIV have. That was quite the scene last week. It is... See, I'm kind of torn here too, because I don't like when the federal government gets involved in silly things either. A tiff between the PGA, LIV, Royal Ancient. I mean, talk about having some bad taste. with all this. Greg Norman is, he's not playing the LIV, but he started another thing to try to bring people and get golf to different people. And he is a British Open. He's a British Open winner. He's at least a 2-time winner if he's not a 3-time winner. And they don't let him come to the dinner. So don't think that the LPGA and the PGA and the senior tour can't be snooty, because I think they can. And it's not like the Royal and Ancient Club that takes care of golf across the pond. It's not like they're any less stony old as everybody else is. People like to go to these golf tournaments. They like to watch golfers play. It is one thing to watch somebody hit a golf shot on TV, and it is another to hear the sound and see them, and how I think that's the thing that gets me the most, trying to become, I want to try to become an 80s golfer, right? Low 80s. And at the ease that these guys can play golf, I can't play golf with that same ease. And I think that's the thing that I'm most jealous of. They're so, it doesn't even look like they're swinging hard, and they're doing some amazing things. You're listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day, right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. A little more talking coming up next segment. Randy Wayhofer coming in at 5:20. On Twitter, at Steen on Sports. On 101.3 and 1700 Talk for Real Sports fans. Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Drive safely home if you're heading that way. It's getting to be about that time. It seems like a great night to get out and do some things. Maybe a little grilling. I'll have to write down. I have to talk about some grilling. I did some grilling this week, and I'm pretty excited about it. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for Real Sports fans. As always, you can check us out on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports. Facebook's at 1700 The Champ as well. Website 1700thechamp.com. I had to make a couple of upgrades on my computer system, so I'll try to get, I was having a hard time. It kept kicking me out when I was trying to do some WAV files, so I had to do some updates. So hopefully I have that fixed, and I will take care of those. No Minnesota Twins today, but we have Tuesday, Twins versus Brewers. I do believe that may be a makeup game. It seems hard for me to think that they just scheduled a Tuesday game out of nowhere with the Brewers coming in, but maybe they did. Then you have Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Huge, huge, I'm going to tell you how huge, the series with the Chicago White Sox coming in. Right now, the Minnesota Twins are 4.5 games up over the Cleveland Guardians, and they're 5 games up on the Chicago White Sox. So that is a huge 4-game series. That's a huge swing that could happen there. So it'll be interesting to see. White Sox kind of, well, I'll tell you, Tony La Russa hanging on by a thread. You know, here's the interesting thing. And I understand that people have to write stories, and newspaper people have to do that. In Chicago, they have to talk about it. They use unnamed sources. They're not happy. You know, every once in a while, and if you're a coach, you don't want your players to have to go out there and have your back all the time. And as players, you don't want to have to go out on the edge and have your manager's back on public record all the time. But you don't hear a lot about that. So that makes me feel that maybe it's more the fans that are wanting to make a change. Listen, Tony La Russa has forgotten more of baseball than most managers in Major League Baseball have ever had. That is also some of the issues that some people have, is that they think that he's lost some of that managerial mindset because maybe he's a little older school. These are younger school guys. Is he hampering their growth? Is he not letting them be them? And then you have the other side saying, well, maybe he's giving them too much room. Whenever you have a coach and whenever you're underachieving, there's going to be certain fans that are going to act a certain way. He's 41-43. They've won 2 in a row. They've been 6-4 over the they've been 6-4 over the last 10 games. If you look at in the American League, the Seattle Mariners, the Houston Astros, the Baltimore Orioles, and if you want to add in the White Sox and the Tigers, are the hottest teams in baseball and in the American League. In the National League, it's you have Miami, Philadelphia, Atlanta. The Mets are playing better. The Central Division had a losing record last week. The Dodgers are 9-1. They've won 7 in a row. They're pulling away in that because the Padres went 3-7. The Giants went 3-7. The Rockies went 5-5. So baseball is getting, you know, you're getting close to the All-Star break. You're getting to the halfway point of the season. 162 games, and they are at 87. So a lot of these teams are over the halfway mark. So it's time to make your move. Once again, we'll talk. Let me get this out of the way, and then we'll talk a little baseball. I'm going to do Woodman Controls. They are a top-notch building control company, making it easier to manage your automated systems from your preferred computer device. It's kind of nice because, like, I don't know, maybe you have a North Ankeny Medical Park and you have a lot of people depending on things working correctly, and you can't always just be staring at your equipment, and it makes it a lot easier to see and set alarms and make sure that everything's running smoothly. It's a huge deal. It's a huge deal for some of these big companies that have a lot of people, a lot of equipment, requires everything runs smoothly, and this helps you do that. One of the things that Woodman Controls is looking at and looking for, it's a growing company with great products, real good workmanship, and really great employees, but they need more. If you go to woodmancontrols.com or you can call them at 515-964-0904, you can see different careers that are out there centered around business development, project manager, field technician, or service technician. Once again, 515-964-0904. Join an up-and-coming company that does great works. Woodman Controls. Okay. So I mentioned just a little bit. So I mentioned grilling. So I had some downtime on Saturday and Sunday. I didn't play golf this weekend, and I got a lot of stuff done. We took care of this. I would say hi to Nana and hi to DJ. I could say hi to DJ, but he's at home alone. I think my wife and Nana are out, running some errands. So if they're listening, I did a lot of stuff for Nan. I pulled some weeds, or for all of us, because we like doing it. I don't know if I like pulling weeds, but it's a necessary thing, and watering and doing all that. But I took this weekend to, unlike Scott, my partner on Tuesdays and Thursdays, I'm not a grill master, so I'm trying to learn. So I took it upon myself this weekend, and these were easy recipes. I did some ribs and I did some burnt ends. And when I say easy, I'm learning. So I went to Fairway. My choice for meat departments is Fairway, and picked up some brisket and picked up some. I didn't get bone-in ribs. I got boneless ribs, and I made those on Sunday yesterday. They were delicious, but the burnt ends. So I did a brisket, and I have a pit boss. So it's either you have like a, it's a pellet grill. So it's either pit boss Traeger. I'm assuming there's more brands out there, but those are the two major ones. And I've said all along, and my brother-in-law, Chad, said something to me because they came over when we had burnt ends. And he made some steak last night, and he made steak on his grill that he has. And he's like, okay, it's not the same. If you've never, if you think it's too much work for a pellet grill, or you've never heard of a pellet grill, Traeger or Pit Boss, it is well worth it. It makes you look like a champion. I mean, I've had steaks on there that I kid you not, I can cut with a fork, and they're thick and they're so good. But I did a brisket. It was 5.5 hours. Now, here's the problem that you have when you're a 56-year-old only child and the instructions say you can't peek and you just need to let it sit in there for 5.5 hours. Because I'm sitting there going, oh my gosh, I'm going to open this up and it's going to be toast. And then what am I going to do? I'm thinking I keep wanting to lift it up and see, and but I didn't. So it sat in there for 5.5 hours. And then I took it out. And you could tell right away when I took it inside because I had to cut it in 1-inch cubes. I took it out and it was amazing looking. And cut the brisket into 1-inch cubes, and I had a mustard base sauce on one side and a honey barbecue, deep red honey barbecue sauce on the other side. Mixed that all together, put it in a pan and aluminum foil, and put it in for another 2 hours to get that glazing or that gumminess to it. And I'm not gonna lie, it's some of the best burn-ins I've had, and everybody else enjoyed them as well. Now, listen, they're not, did I do stuff wrong or did I not, you know, do enough? Probably, but they were amazing. I'm not going to lie. They were really, really good. The ribs that we had last night were really, really good, along with all the rest of the stuff. So it was kind of a weekend of, so there's a nice thing about this Pit Boss too. You put the stuff in there and then you go about your business. When I cook steaks, I'm cooking them at a pretty normal, I mean, it kind of depends on how, what my time frame is. It just makes things perfect. I don't know how else to say it. I have no idea in the world what I'm doing, and it makes me look like a genius. So, except for the bad part is I'm telling people that, so now that doesn't help me at all. But it'll help you. So if you're out there, not that I'm promoting Pit Boss or Traeger, but I'm promoting pellet grills. It makes grilling simple. That would be my commercial. My commercial would be, if you like to grill but sometimes don't like your coal or whatever you call charcoal, or you don't like I hate getting old. It's going to hit me. It's going to come to me, here in just a second. But if you don't like open flame like that, I'm telling you, these pellet grills, it's propane. Yes. It's better. I'm just saying it's better. So take that in consideration on all the things that you could do. And I haven't hardly done any. The hamburgers are amazing. I'm not going to lie, it made Hy-Vee brand hot dogs taste really good. So I should keep my mouth shut and just tell people that I'm a really good cook, but I'm not, so I can't. But there's my talk of what I did this weekend. Grilling. That's what I did all weekend. Grilling and cleaning, I was on it. Once again, today, Randy's going to come in here. He's going to ring. I got a couple of few salespeople back there. So when he rings the doorbell, we'll let him in, and Randy will be in here live with me sometime after 5. We have a ton of stuff to talk about baseball, so I'm not going to talk a lot about baseball at this moment. We are getting close to training camps for football teams. I'm trying to read the tea leaves on Deshaun Watson. I think if they were, I have a hard time with this. I thought that if their thought process was, we're going to suspend him for the year, I don't see how that if you're going to suspend him for the year, that you're not going to get this out before training camps open up or when they report. You would think that it would behoove them to get this information out. Sometimes I don't quite understand why, but sometimes it feels more in a lot of these professional leagues that the owners and the players are at each other even more than what you probably should think is. They do too much. They're fighting too much. It's like they're wanting bigger pieces of the apple, but the size of the apple doesn't matter because the apple is billions of dollars. And they're fighting over millions of dollars. I've never understood that. That's like fighting for dollars instead of fighting for hundreds of dollars. And you're still fighting about that. And I don't understand it. And I don't know what to tell people when they ask me, you know, what is now, once again, and this is for my partner, and I'll yell at him again tomorrow because he calls BS on me all the time when I say Deshaun Watson is more than a top 10 quarterback in this league. Before all this went down, before Houston started treating him differently, now who knew that all these other things that were going on behind the scenes that the Texans were helping him with, but they were also hurting him on the other side. He was a top 5 or 6 quarterback. And now it's been going on almost a year and a half and no one's seen him play, so everybody forgets. There were times in watching them play, with the Houston Texans playing the Kansas City Chiefs, that you were seeing the next great quarterback matchup of the next 15 years. And then all this happened to Deshaun Watson. And most of it happened with Deshaun Watson with all kinds of just incredibly bad moves and things by the Houston Texans. We'll come back to that in just a second. I'm sorry I took so much longer on my grilling, but it was really fun and I wanted to talk about it. You are listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Real Sports Talk for real sports fans. We'll finish up on that Deshaun Watson, Randy Wehofer coming around the corner. I'll be back right after this break.
Sign up for 101.3 and
don't drive high. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Live from the capital city, it's Steen on Sports. 1700 The Champ, real sports talk for real sports fans.
Welcome back in, everybody. Once again, happy Monday. Hope everybody had a great day at work. I know it's Monday. We had last Monday off. It's a 5-day work week. What do you do? You're listening to Steen on Sports, bringing sports your way every day right here on 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, real sports talk for real sports fans. We're on Twitter at 1700 The Champ and at Steen on Sports, Facebook at 1700 The Champ as well. This segment will be brought to you by Heritage Building Maintenance, founded in the Midwest, 2011, provide quality health-centric building maintenance. They believe cleaning industry should provide the first line of defense and proper health care, always looking for the right process to provide the highest quality, safest, and most healthy environment for your employees. They're certified partners in science-proven microbial control, state-of-the-art protection to keep those environments safer and more healthy for all the occupants of the buildings. They are your first line of defense. Great company. Once again, thank you to Heritage Building Maintenance to be part of the program. Talking a little bit about Deshaun Watson. So I'm trying to piece together in my mind I understand that she has to, so they had an independent judge come in. She heard both sides. I think you had discrepancies on what people were saying in public. They probably didn't say the same to someone under oath. She has some time to think about it. This is an agreed upon way to take care of these between the NFL owners and the Players Association. You have a couple of really bad cosmetically, this looks bad for both, right? It looks bad for the football team because you just gave Deshaun Watson, the Cleveland Browns, you just gave Deshaun Watson the highest contract, all guaranteed, and nothing like that ever. So you already have most of the ownership groups and a lot of people very angry with you that you did that. It put even a bigger just cloud over you and Baker Mayfield. Trade Baker Mayfield to the Carolina Panthers they might as well traded him for me. I mean, that's what they got. And yet, you still have Deshaun Watson here. And so the Players Association is like, look, he's a player. He does not have criminal charges against him. And you can't be going overboard on this. So the Cleveland Browns don't look good. The Players Association doesn't look good because in the overall picture, the quick snapshot, it looks bad for everybody. It looks bad for Deshaun Watson. It looks bad for the players. It looks bad for the football team. But you still don't know. All you know are things that have been leaked all the way through. That's all you know. You have no idea. Grand juries have sat in and listened to all this, and for whatever reason or whatever, have not had any charges pressed against him at all. So they go the civil way. Once again, the NFL Players Association, but to a certain extent, the lawyers representing some of these women, it's sometimes some of the things that they're saying and some of the things that they're doing without having any repercussions on if everything that they're saying. I have no idea if everything that somebody is saying is true and everything that somebody else is saying is false. My brain tells me that it's probably half and half. The very interesting thing about all of this is the NFL's stance against something like this happening should be tried and true and have fingers of justice to say, we are above this. We've gone through that. We are above this. The players need to be above this for the shield. The NFL shield. And if I hear that one more time from somebody from the NFL side, I'm going to throw up. Because they have owners that are doing the same thing. They have an owner right now of the Washington Commanders who will not let a subpoena get to him. So he has to go in and talk to Congress or talk to the NFL, whoever. You have other owners that were in the same situation, not as many, the same situation, nothing. Birds chirping. So in all of this, the only people that have something to stand on are a bunch of defendant individuals who we have no idea what the story is. I'm not believing the NFL. I'm not believing the player to a certain extent. And I'm definitely not believing the ownership group because they've all shown that the only thing that they care about is the ability to make money. And for some of these individuals that have come forward, it meant more to them than just money. They're at a point now where the only thing that they have the ability to get, because having just nothing stuck, no prosecutor anywhere had anything that they could move forward with to go to trial to put Deshaun Watson on trial. So the only thing that you're left with, if you think you've been wronged, is monetary. And when people look at that, they look at it in a negative way of they're taking money and that's all they wanted was money. Once again, the truth lies probably in between. The truth lies in between, as if Deshaun Watson is probably guilty. At some point, some of the defendants have, you don't know because you don't know the stories. The ownership groups have no leg to stand on, no ability to stand in front of a microphone and say, this is what we need, because the NFL needs to be strong and quick and deliberate. That's different. Strong, deliberate, and make sure this is done and someone is punished, when they don't punish their own. And Roger Goodell just wants to make money. And we can't make money for two reasons. We can't make money for two reasons, right? The first reason is you don't pay Deshaun Watson, with all this hanging over his head, one of the largest contracts of all time, and guarantee the entire contract. So there's the first smack at the owners. The first smack at the players is Deshaun Watson knows better. Find somebody, dude. Come on. So it's a bad situation for everybody, and everybody's trying to figure a way out. And what did you do? You left it up to an outsider to take, I bet, when all is said and done, she takes everybody to task and says, you guys run not a $1 million, not $999 million, almost 10, 15, 20 billion dollar organization, and you're messing it up because you're stupid. Stupidity. The fact that the NFL at the very start of this didn't go in and say, Cleveland Browns, you can't. Deshaun Watson, I'd have to have somebody in here, a person with a law degree, to be able to tell me if they can say that Deshaun Watson, while all this is hanging over his head, cannot be allowed to make money. I don't know if they can do that. I don't know what's in his contract. I don't know what's in the NFL. I don't know any of that. So many. There is nobody that's going to come out of this the wiser, the richer, nothing. Nobody. Nobody's coming out of this any better than before. The owners are tainted. The NFL is tainted. The player is tainted. The gals are tainted. Everybody's tainted because of how it was handled. And that's the problem with all these sports. They get so big and they forget about everything that made them get there. They don't follow the same guidelines, don't follow the same rules. All they're looking at is dollars. I get it. Dollars are fun. I enjoy dollars. Bigger the dollars, bigger the brisket. Yes, it's important. You are listening to Steen on Sports. We're bringing sports your way every day. I just heard the doorbell ring, so there's a pretty good chance that Randy Wehofer might be in here already. So we're going to be doing some baseball talk, some iCubs talk. You don't want to miss that. 101.3 FM, 1700 The Champ AM, Steen on Sports. Be right back.
Here's a look at traffic